Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And, folks, every week we're going to learn something new about the world of professional bass fishing. And with me today is Alton Jones. And, you know, I guess, Alton, one of the first things I got to talk to you about is, what are you doing in your spare time?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm not used to having any spare time because normally our tour season starts up immediately after the Classic, and we have three or four fall events. But this year, as you know, the way ESPN has rearranged the schedule and added new events, it's basically a spring fishing season. And so it's posing its own special challenges. One of the things that I'm doing is I'm working with a physical therapist who has got me on a fairly rigorous, he's actually a sports medicine guy, but he's making sure that I'm going to be in tip-top physical shape for the upcoming season.
Well, I think that's kind of funny because you think about fishermen, you know, for the most part we're bad eaters. We eat stuff that we shouldn't eat. You know, everything's got preservatives in it, and most of us are too fat. So when you look at an angler and he's talking about getting in shape, this league's a changing, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and you know, we don't need to be Mr. Universe. I don't need to have a six pack of abs. My wife says I got a whole case. But you know what we do need to be? We need to have a lot of perseverance and stamina. We're going to be literally 17 weeks back to back this spring, and those are going to be 12-hour days in the front of that boat on your feet, and if your body physically, if you get achy and tired and fatigued at the end of some of those days, you're not going to be thinking straight. You're not going to be concentrating on your fishing, and your performance is going to suffer. So I think a part of really making sure that you stay at the top of the heap in fishing is going to be physical fitness, more so than it's ever been in our sport. You know, we're becoming athletes.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I know ESPN and even FLW talks about the difference between the athlete of today in the fishing business and those that used to be. You know, we kind of kid around a little bit about us being fat. But in reality, what you've got is you've got a whole different genre of athletes that are coming out, and they are prepared. They are ready, and they are tougher every week.
Well, absolutely. You know, the level of competition in our sport goes up exponentially, it seems like, almost every season. And part of that this year, though, is going to be directly tied into being physically fit. You know, it's no longer a sport where you can hold down another job and show up a couple of times a month and fish. This is now a full-time living for, you know, 150 guys across the country. And, you know, it's exciting. This is an exciting time to be a part of the sport that we love so much.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me. I think a lot of people have a different opinion about what a professional is, and you've just kind of hit it on the head for me. It's the guys that do it full-time. It's the guys that make a living at it. You know, and it's really not all about fishing, even though I think sometimes we lose track of the fact that maybe fishing's become secondary now, you know, with the seminars and all the meetings and all the stuff that we have. But really, it's all about the guy that's really out there mentally focused and is able to take that thing and raise it to a new level. And I think that's where you're at when what you're talking about.
Well, it really is. And it is multidimensional. You have to be able to work with your sponsors. You have to be able to work with the media. You have to be able to work with, you know, the other fishermen and the fans out there who love to fish just as much as we do. But really, what pays the bills day in and day out is being focused, getting on the water, and figuring out those fish. That has to be every professional fisherman's main focus. You know, if you lose sight of the fishing, eventually you're going to lose your sponsors and everything else. So you've got to keep your priorities in order. And, you know, luckily for us, fishing is job one. You know, there's some other things I'm doing during this off season too. One is that I am fishing a lot. In fact, I've been on the water all day today. For me, something that keeps me competitive is I have to keep making myself, I say making myself, love fishing. And I always have since I was a little boy. I've loved to fish. And, you know, my wife sometimes says tongue-in-cheek that I'm a workaholic because when I'm working, I'm fishing, and when I'm playing, I'm fishing. But I just love it so much. Even during the off-season, I'm spending lots of time on the water. It helps me to hone my skills and do some of those things, but my purpose really isn't that's not what I'm setting out to do. I'm just going out because I love fishing, and the honing of the skills and that sort of thing just kind of takes care of itself as I pursue, you know, what I enjoy doing.
Well, you know, the sport itself is growing with leaps and bounds, and you know, the sponsorship dollars from non-endemic sponsors, people coming from outside the industry, and all the things that's going on with the internet. You know, BassFan.com
sure.
has done some things. Matter of fact, I saw a picture not too long ago of a guy that was on BassFan.com. His name was Alton Jones, and it was a great picture because I've never seen a picture where a guy was actually throwing a lure at the camera, and I thought that was a pretty unique shot that you had there.
Well, you know, it really is interesting. It's amazing what photography is done, you know, they have some lenses out there that are as big as I am, and sometimes they take these shots from several hundred yards away, so they're not actually interfering with us while we're playing our game. But they are getting some incredible shots, and I think they're being more creative. All this is happening as a result of the sport growing. You know, it's growing not just from a fisherman's perspective, but from the sponsors, from the media, and everybody else.
Well, you know, Alton, I got to tell you that, you know, the thing that many people want to know is I've had a little tidbit of information that you might have been fishing with maybe a couple of politicians. What about that?
Well, yeah, I have. This has really been an exciting thing. I live very close to President Bush's ranch in Crawford. As the crow flies, it's probably about 10 or 11 miles. And actually, a long time ago, I did have the opportunity to fish with the president before he was president. But being here logistically close has given me some opportunities to work closely with the White House. You know, he has an entourage that follows him to Crawford every time he comes. And so I've been taking some people fishing that are both with the White House as employees, and also that are just closely related to what's going on. You know, it could be anybody from summit level to Secret Service to, you know, all types of different people that I get to take, press corps, you name it.
Well, I gotta ask you. You know, we talk about, you know, the competition when you're in a competition, the Bassmaster Classic at Lay Lake, and you're gonna have spectator boats. What is it like with the Secret Service around you? That's a question. I got to know. You know, everybody's talking about the complaining about the spectators.
Well, it kind of depends if he's another spectator boat or if he's in the boat with you.
That makes it tougher, doesn't it? You got to watch your cast then at that point.
They're pretty good about not being seen. They may be the ones hiding in the cattails. You hear something moving back there, you think it's a bass moving in the reeds, but it's some Secret Service guy waiting back there.
Oh, yeah, and they can almost be invisible. There's no question about it. You know, as we look at this sport and we continue to grow this sport, and one of the things we're trying to do here at Bass Fan Radio is really get into the psyche of what goes on in a bass tournament. And, you know, Alton, I know now with these 150 guys that have really got their skills honed, they're working on being athletes, these guys continually get better, don't they? I mean, the young guys coming up are just phenomenal.
Yeah, they really are, and part of it is, you know, with the seminars that the well-seasoned veterans have been given for so many years, and the magazine articles and the good job the media has done, there's a lot more information out there about fishing, and that can shorten the learning curve for new guys that are getting into the sport. A lot of times they learn the lessons that we talk about sometimes better than we do. We may say some smart things and not really heed them. A lot of these guys are taking that advice, putting it to work, and taking it to new levels. But, you know, it's like any other sport. You've got to keep working at it. There's never a time when you can rest on your laurels and say, I've got it all figured out. And there is not a day that I'm on the water that I don't learn something new and that I don't figure out something new. And That's frankly one of the things that makes this sport fun and exciting.
Well, what do you think about some of the new products? You know, I was at the Classic this year, and I was walking around, and I looked at all these new products, you know, some of the new crawfish baits and some of that. But I came across this tube, and this tube looked like something that maybe, you know, like a marlin would attack or something. But they're catching bass with tubes like that. I mean, these new technologies are just phenomenal with the stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, you're talking about some of the giant swim baits that have become very popular out west and those sort of lures. And there's going to be new lures developed. As the bass become used to certain techniques, the pro fishermen are really on the cutting edge of developing new and advanced things, perhaps that the bass haven't seen before, and developing new tactics. And there's always somebody that figures out a little bit something different, something new, and will capitalize on it as long as he can keep it a secret.
Well, I tell you what, keeping things a secret anymore with the media, the television coverage you guys are getting, now with ESPN and FLW doing what they do. I mean, every time you turn around, the magazines are getting better, they're getting bigger. You know, keeping something a secret isn't easy.
Well, that's really true, but there's some things that you can't capture on camera. I mean, I have, for example, and I won't go into too much detail because it's a secret, but I have certain actions that I impart to different lures that it's really not visible on camera exactly what I'm doing. And a lot of the pros have things that are in their hip pocket that really give them a lot of confidence. I always like to be able to do something different, especially if I'm fishing around other competitors. If I'm fishing heavily pressured bass that are seeing lots of lures, you always need those special little things to give you the confidence to bear down and fish hard. That's where really the mental game comes into play, because if you can stay a little bit sharper and a little bit more focused than the guy that just fished down that bank in front of you, you're going to pick up some fish that he left behind.
Well, that was Alton Jones, and I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.